Thanks for watching Glorious Living. I know that this program will encourage you to achieve your goals and fulfill your purpose. So glad you're joining me today in Studio C. You know, we're having such a fabulous time here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Just come out of our visionary conference and have Chrissy with me.
Miss Kathy, it was amazing. Best one yet.
Yes, so good. So powerful. People came from all over the world.
All over the world watching online. You know, we've had well over 79,000 views across
wow.
all of our videos on our social media outlets.
Yeah, and that was just right after the conference.
Yes.
And it's going to keep growing because people
oh, yes.
love that.
We do. We love it. And we love that you took the time to watch online. I have some great, glorious stories from people
oh, wonderful.
All over the world who are watching. Grace says, thank you, Lord, for this awesome time. Thanks, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy, for your love. I'm watching from Portugal. So we
Portugal.
Have somebody from Portugal. Sean says, at the very beginning of the service, it's so cool and impressive how the saints literally come marching in. It's just like the song says, how they enter. So this is New Orleans style. That made me feel good, how everyone came in smiling and joyfully dancing.
I love that.
Isn't that wonderful? And mm-hmm. the last one says, I will reach my destiny and complete my destination. Powerful word. So we love reading your comments and
sure
hearing how you've enjoyed the conference. And if you've missed the conference, you can go back and watch all of them on Facebook, on our app, on YouTube. So many wonderful ways you can get connected with the ministry and get stirred up in your faith because it was powerful.
It's so powerful. And we had partners that came from all over the world. We
yes.
got to meet so many of them.
So great.
And
yes.
I love our partners because they're the ones who help us to do what God has called us to do. And
yes.
when we go out, Jess and I go out, or when you're on the platform,
yes.
when you do your ministry time, you know, we're not out there alone.
That's
our partners
right.
come with us, and we love having our partners.
Yes.
If you know, if you're not a partner, you can become one. It's such an easy thing. People
it
wonder,
really is.
How can I become a partner? Well, it's your partner if you give to our ministry
That's
and pray
right.
for us, and know that we pray for you. So when we receive your donation, we pray over it,
mm-hmm.
not just that first time, we continue to pray.
Oh, yes.
And didn't you have, like, meet partners
I
and have
did.
Photo at our ministry, whenever we receive a first correspondence from
mm-hmm.
someone, we generally write back and say, hey, why don't you send us your picture? We'd love to have that as a point of contact to pray with you. And so over the years, we've collected hundreds of thousands
oh, it's
of
amazing.
Photos. They're all over the walls.
Yes, the JDM partner wall. I had the opportunity to meet so many partners after the service. So we had a location in the West Foyer of the church where I got to meet them and we took pictures and we got excited about it. I let them know this is going to be across all of our hallways up from top to bottom, fills
mm-hmm.
all of the hallways of JDM. So they were excited to connect with us that way. And if you're watching and want to be a part of the partner wall, you can email us or you can comment your picture below and we'll get those on the wall so that you can be a part of it because it really is historical. It's a part of JDM history.
That's so true. I remember when it first got started and I put that first little poster of photos for Jesse to look at whenever he would do his radio programs
That's
way back
wonderful.
Then. And it's just grown over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But we love our partners and anyone can become a partner by just any amount.
Yeah.
We let the Holy Spirit direct them. We
yeah.
don't put an amount on it because everybody's at a different place.
Yeah.
But we know that when they give, they're sowing into good ground.
Oh, yes.
And we love seeing them prosper. We get testimonies how the moment I became a partner, I started seeing increase
mm-hmm.
in my life.
That's right.
So you can become a partner by going to JDM.org or you can use PayPal, text to give, the JDM app, and select giving, or you can mail in your donation, whatever way is convenient for you. We try to make it as easy as possible.
It really is.
Because everybody has a different way that they connect
mm-hmm.
in that way.
I love PayPal personally. It's always good.
I love it too.
Me too. Just a click of the button.
It can be dangerous.
Yeah, it can.
But it makes shopping easier because then
shopping.
I don't share my address with everybody.
That's right.
PayPal has
That's
it. I don't have to
right.
fill in my address every time. That's just a little bit of personal information.
Yeah.
A little shopping pointer that may help somebody.
We talk about it all on Glorious
Hello.
Living. So good.
So,
so good.
Good.
Yes.
Well, we have such a special program
yes.
today. I'm so excited because I'm so excited to welcome back Katie Pimental to Studio C. You might recognize Katie because she's been our very talented saxophone player at our conferences for so many years. And she and her husband, Jose, have been connected with our ministry for over 25 years and are so precious to our JDM family. Katie is with us today to share about her new book, Christ or Chaos, Discipline or Disintegration, a a practical and biblical guide on improving your daily mode of operating to set and achieve your goals and fulfill your purpose one step at a time. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And
it's so good to be here.
Talk about talented saxophone.
Oh, I just got to show the book, though. Yes. I'm telling you, this is a beautiful cover. Look at this. And of course, I read the byline and everything, but the main title is Christ or Chaos.
Yes.
What a powerful topic
that
people so need today, because there's so much chaos in the world.
There is.
And I just want to hear everything that God put on you. I know it's a short program, but give us an overview of what God put on your heart to do this. I remember when it was just a vision.
Yes.
And
yes.
This is why it's so important that you connect right
yes.
now, because
mm-hmm.
vision is so important. Remember when she shared with
yes.
us how she had a vision to write a book? And it's manifested.
It's manifested. It's a little surreal still.
Uh-huh.
My first time ever doing anything like this.
How long has it been out?
So it's only been out for about 6 weeks.
Okay.
So it's very new.
I got one of the first copies about a month ago. I've scanned through it, but I haven't had the opportunity to read it. But I want to hear a little more from you.
Oh, yes, so good.
I'm very excited about it. So when the Lord started dealing with me about this topic and about discipline and about probably around 2016. So 2016 was the year the Lord said, all right, it's time you need to start getting disciplined in so many areas of your life. I was like, okay, it's so overwhelming, right?
Yeah.
It's like there's so many things that we want to achieve, we want to do, and it really can be overwhelming. But what the Lord showed me is one step at a time, one day at a time, mm-hmm. one decision, one choice at a time. And those little things over time are what build then and have unintended consequences of, you know, you take one step here and it is projecting then and going to impact you and have an exponential benefit over so many other areas.
Mm. I love that. And basically it's a principle that can be applied to whatever you want to
yes.
be disciplined in.
Exactly.
And I know that you're like a fitness expert and
a
military kind
yeah.
of stuff?
Yeah.
tactical training. But also in the music thing
yes.
and so many, and of course you're a lawyer, you're mm-hmm. a professional woman as well in the business world. So there's so many areas of life that we all need
yes.
to work on disciplining ourselves if we want to see the result.
It mm-hmm. is. It is. And what the Lord showed me is as I was getting disciplined, part of that discipline was spending time consistently in the Word every day, is really that drilling in that consistency of whatever it is you are doing, do it with consistency mm-hmm. and discipline.
Yeah.
And then
just looking at your title of your book, Christ or Chaos, when you choose Christ and consistency, you don't have chaos.
Exactly.
Ooh, I needed this program.
So
can we be honest?
Yes.
But consistency is the key to anything.
It is the key. And it really, with the Christ or chaos, it was, there's no room for lukewarmness anymore. Brother Jesse spoke about that during the Visionary Conference.
Yeah.
We cannot, as Christians or as individuals in any manner, be lukewarm in anything that we do.
Mm.
We have to be 100% in, 100% passionate about whatever it is that the Lord has called us to do.
That's true.
And that will cause us, it's not always easy. Mm-hmm. It's not always something that you're motivated to do on a daily basis. I don't always want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't always want to go to the gym and lift heavy weights. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't want to have those difficult phone calls with
or
those difficult clients sometimes.
You know, when she first came on the program, she really ignited something in me. And I started. I was getting up early. I was studying. I lost weight. I was
yes.
doing well. But then, you know, life creeps in.
It does.
You get busy. But it's that consistency. So when I read your book, it was like right on time. I'm ready to rock and roll again. I want to be a consistent Christian who, a Proverbs 31 woman, and
yes.
it is possible.
It is.
You know?
And I put this whole, all these concepts within the framework. The Lord gave it to me within the framework of Proverbs 31. So mm-hmm. I was born and raised in the church in a very traditional upbringing, and traditional, I would say, maybe a little backwards teaching on Proverbs 31, where, you know, it's all task-based. It's, you need to do the things that this woman did. You need to be the type of, you know, individual this woman was. And the Lord's like, that's not really the point of it, at least for me, right? And what I kind of convey here is it's when I talk about the method and the mode of operating, mm-hmm. it's why did she do what she did? How did she do what she did?
Mm-hmm.
And really drilling into the how. And in some of these verses in the book, I literally take it word by word. I look at the Hebrew original meaning. I look at some of these things in the historical context of, you know, she made linen. She made fine linen clothing. What did that mean in that day? Mm-hmm. That meant she had to have she had to work within the seasonality of her raw materials. She had to understand how these things worked.
Yeah.
She was a retailer. She was a wholesaler. She understood business concepts mm-hmm. and marketing.
I love
and
it.
It's kind of understanding, okay, within the construct of what the Lord has given you to do, how do you go about doing that? And it all comes back to that discipline, consistency, and excellence.
Yep.
But she does this in everyday living, and in every day she's making those choices. Every day she is working towards something.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the Lord showed me is, I was like, okay, she's doing all these things, but she's not doing them all every day. And that's key
yes,
as well,
indeed.
Right? The Lord's given us so many things that we want to work on. But now there's some non-negotiables.
Right.
There are some things that 100% you have to spend time in the Word every day. You have to spend time with the Lord every day. And there may be some other things that the Lord's told you, these are non-negotiables. For me, it's journaling and exercise. I have to do those things every day.
And others, it's 3 days a week or once a month.
Yeah. And for some people, it's a chicken McNugget every day, which is not what you do.
That's
chaos.
I just want to say one thing about the Proverbs 31
yes.
woman, because
yes.
so many women read that and they freak out
they
and
do.
Run the other way.
Right, right. Exactly.
I remember a funny thing that was told to me by Don Colbert's wife, Mary, and she says she was seeking the Lord because she was going to teach on something and God was leading. She says, Lord, I want to be a Proverbs 31 woman. She's seeking the Lord. The Lord told her that she's not a Proverbs 31 woman. And she thought that was a hard thing. She says, you're a New Testament woman.
Wow.
And so
that's
I
good.
Thought that was so powerful. And so it showed her. And another thing about it, what brought this together for me, a pastor, a friend of mine in Houston, Texas, he was actually from South Africa. Then he pastored. We met them when they pastored in the UK, in Carmel, I think it was. No, in Bradford. Bristol, excuse me. I knew it was this close. Bristol, and it was Jerry DeSoma, and he had a teaching on the Proverbs 31. He says, it's not just a woman, it's the body of Christ.
Yes.
Do you see
yes,
that in
I
there
do.
When you study it?
I see it. So the book
it's
is...
It's not just for girls.
Yes.
No.
Exactly, exactly.
This is what
so the
need.
Book is tailored more for women and some of the topics that I cover, but 100%, I've sent this to guys, I've sent this to some of Jose's friends,
yeah.
my husband's friends, and 100%, the concepts of consistency, discipline, and operating in excellence mm-hmm. are for the body of Christ.
And
it's
you can only
everyone.
Do it through what Jesus has done.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
so the New Testament woman helps you to fulfill these things that are in Proverbs 31 that God gave you an in-depth teaching
yes.
about.
Yes.
Oh,
let's talk
wow.
about
that. That's so, so good. Yes, it's great.
So one of my favorite areas that the Lord, again, he really helped me with, and these are all ongoing things, is the concept of building mental toughness. And mental strength. And so he showed me that mental toughness and mental strength go hand in hand with spiritual strength.
Mm-hmm.
So spiritual, what we think of like the spiritual giants, like David in the Bible and, you know, these different people in the Bible. And even in current day, I think of you and Brother Jesse, you know, spiritual giants. These are mentally tough people.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who, despite what is going on around them, their circumstances, and no matter whether they're motivated or not, mm-hmm. they're going to do what needs to be done because they want that future result.
Right.
And one thing, I want to actually read this quote because I don't want to get it wrong, is there's a quote in the book from a Special Forces individual. He's retired. He says, to develop mental toughness, you actually have to do something. You have to willfully and deliberately take action toward accomplishing goals and achieving results. And that is so important.
Yes.
It's something that we have to consciously and deliberately do, again, on a daily basis.
Wow.
And it's not about doing it all every day. Like, I go back to this Proverbs 31 woman. She did all of these things, but so much of what she did was seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
So much of what she did was, okay, it's getting the raw materials to make the linen and things. Those things actually grew. Like, the raw materials for making linen is a natural product, and it grows. And so you have to, you know, get that from the seasonal perspective. So she was doing that part of the year. And then she was working on other things in other parts of the year, bringing, you know, goods from merchant ships, you know, from abroad and things like this. And so really understanding and getting it in your spirit that, yes, we all have goals and we all have dreams, But don't let it overwhelm you. So take it one decision at a time. Take it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And seek the Lord. Because the Lord mm-hmm. will give you insights and concepts.
Love
and
that.
He'll give you the mm-hmm. secrets. It says in the Word, He gives us the secrets, right?
Yeah. Beautiful.
And He will. And but you have to seek Him daily.
Yeah, and that's the key, too, is to not get in fear about the project.
Yes.
And so a lot of people, like when I've built so many projects, and over the years I've looked at people tour our ministry headquarters mm-hmm. and say, how did you do all of this?
Yeah.
Well, one decision at a time.
Yes.
If you don't allow yourself to get overwhelmed and just realize it's a day by day thing.
It is.
One decision at a time and trust the Lord to show you those steps along the way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And one of the other things, one of the verses in Proverbs 31 is she is like the merchant ships and she brings her goods from afar. And the Lord showed me that we are like the merchant ships. So what a merchant ship does, and we saw this in real time in 2020, when I talk about this in the book, is in 2021, there was a huge backlog in the port of Los Angeles.
Supply chain.
Yes, supply chain, yes. Yeah. And all these ships
backed
up.
Remember everybody was buying toilet paper?
That's right.
Exactly,
exactly. Fine,
and what a merchant ship does is a merchant ship doesn't just bring something for one person.
Right.
That's not even just for the crew on the ship. They bring goods, they bring daily supplies, they bring luxury items, they bring everything for entire regions of a
yes.
country, for entire regions of an area. And if we're like merchant ships, our gifts, our things that we are producing and that we are doing are not for ourselves.
That's right.
They're for all of these other people.
Come on.
Because we are called to reach other people. And so when we are operating in our gift and we are operating in our passion and doing what the Lord's called us to do, it's going to organically touch all of these other people, just like the goods from those merchant ships are mm-hmm. for all these other people.
That's so beautiful. It just reminds me of the vision that God had for Abraham.
Yes.
He says, through you shall all the families and the nations of the world be blessed.
Exactly.
Abraham
yes.
was, another translation talks about him being a distribution center.
Yes. Yes.
And so just think how God's plan, how He looks at one person, but was it just about that one person?
That's right.
It was about all the people that God could see be receiving from His blessing mm-hmm. through this man, Abraham.
Exactly.
Abraham didn't see it. That's what God told Abraham, come on outside. I'm going to show you some mm-hmm. things. So He said, look up at the stars. And this is many stars. This is how okay. big your vision is. This is how many descendants that I see coming through you, accessing through faith the blessing.
Oh,
isn't
that powerful?
That's so good.
It's generational.
It is.
It really is. And it's all about those choices. I know for me, it does kind of get overwhelming when you have a list of things you want to accomplish. But when you do it consistently, take one step at a time. Right. And when you think about the future, you know, I was listening to someone and they asked the question, who wins if you win?
Yes,
like think about beyond, you know, yeah, if you get healthy or, you know, stay motivated, work hard, do the things you need to do to grow your business. If that prospers, who else prospers? So I started thinking, my daughter prospers, my whole family, my household, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren.
Yes.
You think in those terms, kind of like Abraham looking at the stars, mm-hmm. it's easier to get up and say, you know what? I'm going to make the right decision today. I'm not going to let the devil or these things around me distract me from my true purpose.
Exactly.
I love that. And it brings me back to Abraham while God was talking about what he was going to, I think it was in Genesis chapter 18. He was talking about what should I reveal to Abraham what I'm about to do, thinking about he was with the angels, mm-hmm. about to go to Sodom and Gomorrah. He says, for I know him, mm-hmm. that he will teach his family and his household the ways of the Lord so that I could bring
mm-hmm.
that I could bring my good promise to pass. So
mm-hmm.
teaching and training the next generation
yes.
is part of it. Not just living your life individually.
Exactly. Yep.
We do affect so many other people. We're taking all your time.
No, I love it. This is great. I love
getting stirred up.
I love this. That's exactly right.
I love these topics.
Okay.
Yes.
You stirred us up, girl.
I love it. Yeah. So, and one of the other things the Lord really dealt with me on is how are you spending your time? So, especially for young mothers, I mean, you know this, Chrissy, firsthand, probably more than anybody at this table.
Listen, this is good stuff,
how
guys.
How are you spending your time? So, you know, I don't have time. I don't have time to work out. I don't
yeah.
have time.
And you can't keep saying that,
you
don't
can't.
You?
And
excuses,
that goes hand in hand
yeah.
with our words.
Oh,
so
man.
I also talk about being lazy with our words. It's not just physical laziness. It's being lazy with our words. So, you know, how we speak over ourselves, how we speak about ourselves, about our time. And you know, when the Lord showed me, like, it's not about necessarily getting up earlier. Some of it is. Maybe for some folks it is. It was for me. But it's about what time are you going to bed? Mm-hmm. What are you doing before you go to bed? And then how are you spending your day? Do you watch television? That's a big one, right? Especially for Americans. Like, do you watch television? Are you on YouTube? Are you on Netflix? Are you on, you know, and there's nothing wrong with any of these things.
Right.
But if they are taking the place of, you know, if I don't have time to spend time in the Word, I don't have 5 minutes a day to spend time in the Word. Well, you probably
it's not
just
really
watch
true, is it?
Exactly. It's not true.
Yes.
And it's a hard truth. We really have to be honest with ourselves, right? If we're really wanting to improve and grow, we have to be honest with ourselves and say, okay, let's take an honest inventory. I challenge people in the book, take a week, 5 days, Monday through Friday, and consciously write down, okay, what time did I wake up? How many hours or how much time did I spend watching something online or watching television? You know, how did I spend my time today? Mm-hmm. And take an honest inventory mm-hmm. of what we're doing and how we're spending our time. And that will really open your eyes. A lot of people just don't even realize we're not deliberate about our time today. And we have to be so deliberate about what we think about, how we spend our time, what we're ingesting.
That's right.
Right? So like even television and YouTube and all these things, there's a lot of good information out there, a lot of good material, a lot of good content from JDM on the app. Highly recommend. There's a lot of good information out there, but so much we just veg out, right? Mm-hmm. We just want that relaxing time. We just want that, you know, I need my, you know, calming time or whatever. And we just have to get to the point to where, again, there's no lukewarmness. Mm-hmm. There's no room for just not being deliberate about everything we do and how we spend our time, how we spend our relaxing time. We can be deliberate about that and still relax. Like, okay, if I'm going to relax, like for me now, if I'm like, okay, my brain needs a break. I need a break. You know, for me, a lot of it is I'll go to the gym and just, you know, do something or I'll read a book. That's informational. Like at this point in my life, I don't really read fiction, but I'll read a lot of yours or Brother Jesse's books, a lot of other people that I follow's books, you know, and things like that for information. But then it's also just a relaxing, a downtime. Like you're not having to think a lot and do a lot of things. It's not physically demanding. But it's things that even in your downtime, even in your relaxing time, again, it's being deliberate. It's making conscious efforts, conscious decisions about what you're doing and how you're spending that time. And when you go through this, and again, being that honest inventory of what you're doing, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised and go, oh, wow, I didn't realize I was doing that for 2 or 3 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize.
Scrolling.
And now maybe just take half an hour, right? Again, don't make this overwhelming. We're not trying to boil the ocean. Don't make this overwhelming. One step, one thing at a time. If in your honest inventory, you're like, okay, yeah, you know what? I'm doom scrolling on Instagram for a half an hour, right? Like I probably don't need to do that. Maybe cut that down to 20 minutes instead of 30, right? Very realistic goals. If it's one step at a time, but being, again, just making it deliberate, making it a conscious effort, and just taking it one step, one day at a time.
Well, this is so good.
Just being aware is a lightning bulb basically goes off. Sometimes so you're in a state in your life where there is chaos everywhere.
Yes,
so that's when you really maybe have to go into battlefield mode or whatever you want to call it. I call it throw on the stadium lights. There's something up.
Yes.
And so God can reveal to you the step-by-step plan that you need to move out of chaos and into Jesus.
Yes.
Because there's a peace that comes from Jesus. I mean, he lived in a time of turmoil. The whole nation was under oppression from Rome and a lot of things were going on. People didn't know which way to turn. Mm-hmm. But he came with an answer and he says, I came to give you peace. And he says, the peace that I give you is something that the world can't give you.
Exactly.
So there's some kingdom principles
that
Katie has discovered from the Old Testament. And we love the Old Testament.
Yes.
We love the whole Bible. Some people throw away the Old Testament. We do not.
No.
And so we love the teaching from Proverbs 31. And you gave an in-depth teaching on this. But there's so many key principles that you can learn. One of the verses that I love, and I don't know where it's talking about the future, what it's how
yes,
she does.
She laughs at the future.
Laughs at the future.
She laughs at the future.
I love that. I used that as a phrase 1 year for our vision, for our glorious conference. What does it say, Katie? Can you find it?
So, let's see. She makes my strength, did she? Yes, so verse 25.
Okay.
Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. She rejoices over the future, the latter day or time to come. knowing that she and her family are in readiness for it.
Wow, I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, so being prepared. So you don't have to be afraid of the future. A lot of people look at, they're in the situation they're in chaos, and they have a fear for the future. But when you apply the principles that you reveal in your book, and that's also based on the Word of God, 100%, of course, 100%. It helps you to smile at your future. You can be happy. And you know, it's something about the joy. When you refuse to yield to chaos, instead you yield to joy, it imparts a new strength, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
You know, I love that.
And one area that it's, you know, because she, one of these verses, and there's another verse as well, it talks about how she was fearless. Mm-hmm. And I go into anxiety as such a big issue in society today with young people, with everyone, you know,
they,
Christians.
They're drugged up because they can't handle life.
Exactly. And one of the things the Lord showed me is He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. But it's a spirit of love, a spirit of power, and a spirit of a sound mind. And so that spirit is within us.
Yes.
And so when and so if it's not the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind, then it's from the enemy.
Yeah.
Anxiety is from the enemy.
Right.
And so I spent an entire chapter just, I have like verse after verse after verse. If you are struggling with anxiety, meditate on this, on those verses, meditate on that word, because you will get a revelation of that and you will never struggle with anxiety again, because that spirit of power, that spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind, we have a spirit of a sound mind.
Yes.
I mean, that is so powerful.
It is.
Like, we never have to worry.
She got me.
We never have to live in fear.
It's worth getting a book just for that.
I'll tell you
what. One chapter.
And you know what's so, what I love so much about your book too, is that it's so interactive. I told her, I said, when I read it, I could actually hear you talking to me, you know, like, and it's just awesome. But you have prompts here in a journal aspect that you ask questions. What has the Lord entrusted you with? This can be a talent, gifting, physical property, etc. Are you cultivating your gifting? Are you taking steps to improve upon what you have? So it really you take the time to read and then meditate and then ask the Lord to reveal to you, because it's so personal.
It is.
We serve a personable God who wants to hear from you, who wants you to have communion with Him every day.
I love that.
And when you get it out on paper, when you write the vision, make it plain, that's when things change.
That's
what I really appreciate. One of the many things about your
book. And you can write right in the book. There's every chapter, there's 2 pages of journaling paper, and it's designed to write in the book and to use over and over if you want to. And yeah, it's.
So yours is a paperback. Mine's is a hardcover.
Yeah, so it's offered in both options.
And how do they get it?
You can get it on Amazon. It's available on e-reader format on Amazon, and then as well as most e-reader formats that are available now. It's only available in English right now. I'm working on a Spanish translation. Mm-hmm. But pretty much any e-reader, Barnes & Noble, all those, if you go online, if you have an e-reader that you like, it's going to be available.
And we'll have all that information on the screen for you to get that, and so you could make sure you make yourself available. What a great tool.
I know. I absolutely love it. It really is kickstarting something inside of me to get my act together, really.
That's,
you know,
right.
Because it's true. Christ or chaos. It's, you can't have both.
You can't. And you will disintegrate if you don't have discipline.
Yeah.
Your life will disintegrate.
Wow.
It really will.
So powerful.
Some tough love that
it
we
is.
All need to
it
think.
I'm so glad that God gives us answers when the world gives us problems.
Right.
We don't have to fall into disarray. We can search. And I believe this is an answer to so many of you that are watching today.
Yes.
And we're gonna pray before we close.
Amen.
And I want
Amen.
Katie to lead us in prayer. You can look at that camera right there, Katie. Just pray for those
Thank
that have
you,
been
Lord.
Watching with us.
Thank you, Lord, for everyone who watches this program. Thank you, Lord. I pray over every single person who will come into contact with this book, Lord. I pray that you will use this as a tool to bring people closer to you and to bring people into relationship with you and to bring them your revelation, Lord. That is what we want, Lord. It's not about me. It's not about anyone, but to bring people closer to you. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your revelation. We thank you for your wisdom, for your grace and your mercy in our lives. And we pray this in your Son's Jesus' name. Amen.
Woo, I'm excited.
All right, too.
Let's get to work, everybody. This is some good stuff.
You know, I love the fact that, you know, a lot of people talk about something, but they never really produce. You've produced it.
Yes, you did.
Wrote about it. You've lived it.
Amen.
It comes from experience, and it's something that can help everybody that wants to live a disciplined life. And discipline just means, when you talk about a disciple of the Lord, you means taught of the Lord. You can be taught how to live in Christ and move away from chaos, move away from destruction, disintegration through this.
Amen.
Such a beautiful tool.
Amen. It's so thank great, you. Katie. We love you. Yeah. It's
love
always
you
fun having
thanks
you
for being
on.
Here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor and privilege to always
be
here.
We always love it, you know, because you were just at the Visionary Conference. We just grabbed you, and I know you have to head back to Texas, which yes, is where you live. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad we had this time so we can share what God's
That's
doing
right.
in your life Amen. With those that watch Glorious Living.
That's Amen. Right.
And, you know, we're already preparing for our next Visionary Conference, just so you know, because we were talking about that earlier in the program. The Visionary Conference 2026, the dates are going to be July the 9th and the 10th at JDM International Headquarters, and registration is free. And, you know, that will be our 50th year of ministry.
You have
Throughout
to come.
All of 2026, we're going to celebrate 50 years of ministry, but especially
amazing.
At the Visionary Conference, we're going to make a big
so
push
excited.
For it.
It's
so there's still, I want you to make plans today to make sure you're here. You know, a lot of people watched it online.
Yes.
But there are many people that we heard from that said that they watched it online, but they're going to be here next year.
Oh,
next year is the year to be here.
Yes.
You don't want to miss on that. I know
you're
going to be
I'll
here.
I'll be here.
That's right. And then we're planning Glorious.
Yes.
How awesome is
That's
that?
Right.
Glorious 2026.
March the 6th and the 7th at JDM International Headquarters. Registration is free. That is going to be a powerful time, too.
Ladies,
we always love
come
doing
on.
That.
We got to get together and have fun.
Yeah, bring That's a group. Always, we love it when they bring a group from their church or their businesses or families come. We have a fun time.
We sure do. You got to get here.
Yeah, that's so good.
Well,
so thanks
exciting.
Again for being
thank
here.
Thank you so much
thanks,
for having
Katie.
Me.
Chrissy,
so good.
Thank
so
you
wonderful.
Again for
love
being
it.
With me here on
thank
Vision on
so
Glorious
much.
Living, as you always do. You're always such a blessing.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I look forward to seeing you here again next week right here in Studio C for another wonderful Glorious Living program. God bless you.